KOZN. Unsportsmanlike conduct on 1620 The Zone. Husker Athletics, Creighton, and yes, UNO. Don't miss a moment, they'll give you your fix. They're on every day from 2 until 6. Spend your afternoons with John.
Michael Bruntz, Michael Farron. There you go. It's a show full of Michaels today.
Scott wants to know if we can check out the Voices from the Grandstand section and read us Random Mike's old takes.
We could do that.
Don't forget about Old Man Doug.
On Sportsmanlike Conduct on 1620 The Zone.
Didn't this Cubs-White Sox game start at 2 o'clock?
I believe it did. Yes.
Did you see what inning it is in?
Top of the third.
So in other words, our crossover took two full innings, and they've scored a combined 4 runs.
That is amazing. By the way, props to Mike for the old man Doug drop there on the YouTube. So
that's good. Very good.
I like it.
Very,
like
very
it.
Good. Welcome to a Tuesday program. Yes, Michael Brunt's coming up later today. Mike Farron, the first of our weekly baseball segments with Mike Farron.
Wow, it's baseball.
The regular season starting on Thursday. And we do have audio from Coach
Rule. Coach. Matt Rule.
Coach Rule.
Rule, Matt Rule.
Yeah.
Did they ask him about the war on the sellout streak?
No, I don't believe they asked about the war on the
sellout streak. I wonder if any Tulsa truck drivers heard him today.
No,
Albuquerque. Did you see this? Did you hear about this? There is now an Albuquerque.
Yes, I saw it.
Did you mute it or block it?
No, I didn't.
Okay,
that's good.
That's good.
They didn't follow me.
Sorry, Nick.
That's fine.
Okay.
Well, they know you hoity-toity F1 people. You know, you don't relate to the common man.
Yeah, like truck drivers.
My uncle was a truck driver.
Yeah, but you spurned him.
Yep. I like driving.
Yeah, not trucks, though.
Not trucks.
I don't have a CDL, so that'd be illegal.
Yeah.
You could get one.
Driving one of those trucks seems scary. No, thank you. I would never want to drive one of those trucks. I don't like driving the biggest U-Hauls. Just not my thing.
I think you would.
Not your vibe?
No.
It's pretty fun.
You got a million things to press and pull.
Well, I mean, you
not anymore. Not in today's vehicles.
Really?
Nah.
Not pressing and pulling anymore?
Yeah, it's a lot easier to drive bigger vehicles than it used to be.
They've streamlined it a lot.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Very nice.
It's a very different experience.
Wow, top of the third. This thing is flying. That Washington Post writer is pumped right now.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm watching the true baseball game of the day. Boston College and UConn. BC, John, up 2-0. And also the top of the third.
Wow.
Big time matchup between a couple of top 25 teams.
Man. Josh is really going to look smart when Boston College makes the College World Series.
Let's go. Get this song ready. We'll be playing it a lot in June.
Oh, God.
Chipping up to Boston. We should watch The Departed in honor of them for the movie club.
Why would we watch The Departed?
Because the song plays in it, and it's set in Boston.
That's true.
Well, John, so is
Good Will Hunting.
We can watch Good Will Hunting.
That's a much better movie.
I haven't seen that. Wow, that's a take.
I've never seen Good Will Hunting.
That's a movie club.
That's a movie club.
All right.
Also, we could read Bill Simmons' columns.
No, we won't, because Bill Simmons wouldn't write anything about Boston College. He probably doesn't even know Boston College exists.
He's a Holy Cross guy.
Of course he is.
All right, let's see. Good Will Hunting is streaming. It's on Amazon. Nick, your favorite streaming network.
Michael Brunts, Mike Farron, and some Matt Rule audio today. The Roof Freeze lineup powered by Roof Freeze, John Higgins, weather guard, who will be taking his hammer and nails down to Houston. Not to make roofs, but to officiate.
That's true.
That would be funny, though, if he on the side. If like there was a leak in the dome?
People in Texas need roofs.
And they have to stop the game, and they just get out a huge ladder, and you see Higgins just climbing up with his bucket of nails and his hammer. I'll fix it. I'm a rooferee.
That would be a real high climb.
That would be hilarious.
That'd be awesome content.
The Roofery does kind of have a superhero sound to it.
Oh, I mean, they chant his name at the end.
Roofery.
Ref by day, roof fixer by night.
A vigilante.
Yeah, he fixes people's roofs that are broken, but without getting permits or anything. He just does it.
And then the Texans come back next year. How come those shingles don't match?
The Batman of roofs.
John writes in, driving a semi is easy if you aren't scared of it. You also normally win if a car pulls out in front of you. John!
People forget semis are big.
That is very true. That is very true.
Wow.
Plus, there's a lot of room in the back to haul the 400 cases of Coors.
Nice.
Coors. Anytime's a good time for drinking.
1620 the beer.
That's right.
Which is still by
R.I.P.
Also coming up, we haven't done this in a while, but we've got some updates on the countdown to September 9.
About damn time.
Yep.
It's been too long since we talked football on this show.
Coach Prime.
Yeah. Just literally a few minutes ago when we were reading an article for 25 years
ago. Uh-huh.
402-951-1620. If you want to get in touch with us, either text or call. 402-951-1620. You can also hit us up, JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed at USC1620. And the Equitable Bank inbox. Back in the day, it was called Voices from the Grandstand, and you had to lick a stamp and send in a letter.
Oh my God.
Now you can just type it on your computer and hit send.
God, I'm so glad I grew up with the internet. This sounds like hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you had to work for it, which means you had to think through your takes. I mean, if you read some of the takes in the Voice of the Grandstand, they were some very well thought out takes.
Nice.
You spit all over my mic muff.
Don't spit on the muff.
Yeah, you don't spit on the muff, John.
I will still remember there was a controversy.
Oh.
With the muff?
Tommy Frazier was seen at a practice wearing a do-rag of the American flag.
Oh, Lord.
And somebody got triggered by it.
Herman and Deschler?
It was definitely a Herman and Deschler.
Uh-oh.
It's the only time I remember seeing my dad in the newspaper, because my dad sent in a letter.
Rebutting
and saying, listen, I'm a Vietnam vet. I fought for our country, blah, blah, blah. I have no problem about wearing the flag as a, or it wasn't the flag, but it was, you know,
it was a do-rag
with
the
U.S.
flag
motif.
Yeah.
I believe on Tommy Frazier's do-rag.
And now people wear them as like swim trunks.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow.
Exactly.
Look at your dad. And he got in the paper?
Yeah, that was in the paper.
Awesome.
I remember sitting there. I remember just sitting there one day going,
Dad?
Ed Bishop, Fremont, Nebraska.
Dad, it's me, Millennial John. I have a take two.
No, it was Time Traveler John saying, just wait till you see what happens when the quarterbacks start kneeling during the anthem.
Not time traveling, John.
Wait till 2016.
Oh, no. Oh, there's discourse.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's discourse.
Chan says the only time those trucks don't win is when they're crushed by the superior diesel locomotive.
People forget about diesel locomotives.
They do.
And then the diesel locomotive gets run over by the jetliner.
We do give truck drivers a lot of power on the road, though. My hometown, the highway went right through town. Yeah. There was a speed limit unless you were a truck driver. And they're just like, it just goes as fast as you want.
Oh, wow. What a life.
Kind of dangerous. There's a lot of crossings you had to do on the main highway there.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And especially by the rec center, it was kind of a blind hill, so you had to kind of run and hope.
Yeah. And you can't honk, right, in the city? Isn't that what they say? The trucks or the towns? It's too loud or something?
Probably not, but again, they can get away with whatever.
Wow.
You can't use the Jake brake either.
What's the Jake brake?
It's the it's a way that you can decelerate or brake it's something to do with the diesel engine, I believe you backfire it or something. It's when the trucks make the sound.
Okay.
I believe that is
the proper slang term
is Jake braking.
Oh, okay.
I believe.
My uncle.
If I'm wrong, please, truck drivers, correct me.
My uncle, when he was
but
driving.
But you can't do that in a lot of cities because, you know, it makes
compression
a lot of noise.
Release engine brake?
Yeah.
Okay.
My uncle, when he was driving, he put a train horn on his semi. And he lived near me. So whenever he'd pass by us on the gravel road, it was just like,
you know what? One of the funnest things we ever did as kids on Grandma and Grandpa Lippincott's farm when we were there for like, you know, like to say Easter or grandpa's birthday, which were like in the spring and the summer, mm-hmm. is they lived on like a plateau that overlooked the highway north of town. And we would all go out to the edge of the plateau and where the cars could see us passing by. And we would just, we'd mimic, you know, pull the horn and try to, and count how many truckers would
respond in due kind.
We would always, and then when cars went by, we would do the, but it looked like we were waving because, you know, it was just, but, and we would count how many cars and how many trucks would acknowledge us by honking or waving.
That is some good, clean farm fun.
That was good, clean farm fun. And
folks,
the cheers,
that was the 80s.
The cheers that we used to put
we
up.
We would do
there.
Stuff
oh,
like that back
man,
home,
he
too.
Donked at us. Yay. Mm.
Cheered as the winners go by.
We cheered as the winners go by. The winners who hauled our cattle and our hogs and our produce and
thank you for your
eastbound
service.
And down
and
loaded
our
up
unedible
trucking.
Fat and all the stuff that truckers haul.
Nice.
This
dead
show's
cows
for you.
Nice.
So if you're out there in your truck right now,
honk for people
or Jake Brake.
Honk for the Huskers.
I want to hear Jake Brake.
Honk.
That's such a cool sound, and it scares the crap out of you if it happens close to you because it's like, holy crap, what was that?
Adam says, downshifting allows the engine to slow the truck. That is why the sign says no engine braking.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, you see
braking.
The sign that says engine brake. Is am I right, though? Is it called Jake brake?
Yeah.
I've always heard it called as engine braking.
Yeah. I just remember the term Jake brake. Mm. And sometimes they'd really go.
Yeah, don't do that in the city limits, folks.
Nah, do it.
All right, do
you
it.
You have our permission. Josh will pay your fine.
Oh, I didn't say that.
On 1620 The Zone.
Hey, everyone. Josh Peterson here for my friends at Miracle Hill Golf and Tennis. Had another lesson yesterday with Jonathan Melke. I have another one scheduled for next week, and I look forward to continuing my work with him over the course of the next few weeks, months, as we get closer and closer to summer and that optimized weather when you can get out basically every single day as long as it is not raining. Maybe it's been a while since you've played. Maybe you have never played golf before. It is so cool working with Jonathan, working with Mike Favre as well, and how fast they're able to spot something that, you know, maybe is a deficiency with your swing, an area of improvement, and then how fast they can basically fix that, trying to find the best golf swing for you. Jonathan's helping me find my best golf swing right now, working on a variety of things. And I mentioned it yesterday, the ability to use the top tracer technology and really see, hey, that's what the ball flight is doing. That's what it would be doing if you were outside on a golf course. So you're using that type of technology with great teaching and great instruction. Schedule a lesson today. Find out more information. You can go to their website, miraclehillgolf.com, or give them a call at 402-498-0220. They're located just north of Dodge on 120th Street, Miracle Hill Golf and Tennis.